Chris, how are you doing?
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show. I'm your host, Charlie Harper. Kyle Flacco will be showing up later today, and I'm joined here with a special guest. Say your name.
My name is Owen, and this is what historians might call a coup, you see, because yeah. Kyle isn't here, and I am slowly but surely taking over his position.
We'll soon be running the show. Kyle was coughing the week that the file didn't save. Kyle Ball was here last week and now he's just gone. He's unfortunately perished. He's been erased off the face of the earth.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it's a shame. So fellas, it's no longer fellas, it is just fella.
Yeah.
Oh, and speak of the devil, Kyle is calling me right now. I'm gonna put him on speaker. Well, no, that's actually a risky play. I'm just gonna pick it up.
He knows that you're on.
Owen, right?
What's up?
Sing your song.
Sing my song.
Yes, while I call Kyle.
You got it. So today we had the Marquee Players Showcase, and it went really well. Yeah. We had a lot of great numbers. I got to sing "Who I'd Be" from Shrek. If you guys have seen that musical. Yeah, it was really great. We announced the spring musical, which I can finally say it's Footloose. So those of you who will be on campus, you'll have to be sure to check that out. It's going to be a really good time. You know, it's a great show. Everybody knows it. And yeah, we're flying solo right now. Charlie has gone to let Kyle in. This is very exciting. We're happy to have you listening to the show. And I guess I can just talk about my life, talk about my day. So what's going on? We had the showcase today. What else is going on? And they're back. Thank God. I don't have to talk by myself. What up?
Kyle has unfortunately escaped the basement on which I pinned him. So I'm reluctantly letting him join. He will be here very shortly.
The coup is dead, boys. I've been relegated back to
this is
to
no longer
position.
The Charlie and Charlie Show. It is back to normal. But
hey,
anyway.
For a minute there, I mean, both Kyle and Charlie were out, so it was
just the Owen McKenna show.
No, it was just the show.
The show. It is time for the show.
You saved me. I was almost about to talk about my day because I wasn't sure what else to say.
Oh no,
we would have just lost all the listeners that we had.
Oh, dude, my mom's listening though. Hi, mom.
I think my dad's listening.
Oh, dude, this is a wacky fun time. The parents are all. It's parent day.
It's parents weekend.
It's parents weekend. Except it's parents Thursday.
Right? Yeah. Parents weekend is next weekend, right?
Yeah, it's next weekend.
That's
kind of
late.
Time.
Right?
I don't know. It feels awfully soon, especially for fall
really?
Break.
Really? In past years, it's been way earlier than this. Like, within maybe the first 5 or 6 weeks of school, I would say.
Yeah. Kyle has just entered the building.
Hello, Kyle Bot.
Kyle Bot, how are you doing?
I'm just happy to be here. You know? Love and life.
Yeah. You got to say the host name. Who's the host?
Kyle, you
nailed it.
Say your name. There we go. You did it. Thank you, sir. But yeah, today was a wonky day. Owen is probably, I don't know what he was talking about. I heard Marquee Players Showcase. So.
Yeah, I just talked about that for a little bit. Announced the show, which is, I don't know if you guys heard, it's Footloose. I don't know if you guys were there for that. Yeah.
Dude,
it's pretty cool.
I prefer my feet tight. Tight on my ankles.
All right. Yeah, well, you're on the wrong side of history, so good for you.
Pretty tight. My feet, pretty tight.
Hmm. Yeah. But you're gonna have to loosen those shoes up, big guy.
Why is that, Owen?
Well, I mean, I assume you're gonna do the cast again. Are you not?
Well, yes. Hopefully. I know that sounds like a dancey kind of show.
It's definitely a dancey kind of show.
And I'm not a dancey kind of guy, but I'm gonna try it anyway.
Dude, I'm just gonna floss.
I mean, I feel like the majority of guys, though, aren't really dancey. Like, Keenan's obviously good. I'm, like, okay.
Fellas, I mean, are you like, dancey?
Yeah, anyone listening?
Yeah, right in. Are you dancey?
Oh, yeah. Kyle, you missed it. both my mom and Owen's dad are apparently listening in.
That's true. So we have two listeners.
We love you.
Thank you. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mr. McKenna. I'm assuming it's Mr. McKenna.
Yeah, you are correct.
All right. But yeah, Kyle actually.
Mr. McKenna, that's my father, let me tell you.
Let me tell you, Peter.
I hate when people say that. I really don't like that at all. Like, you
please.
Know, no,
don't call me Mr. McKenna. Last, yeah. That's my father.
I hate that.
He was actually born Mr. McKenna.
Yeah, that's right.
It skips a generation. You have to name your firstborn son Mr. McKenna.
Do you know
just what, so that statement can still keep being used in your family.
Do you know what occurred to me the other day that I'd forgotten about? Mr. Horn.
Oh, Mr. Horn?
You guys remember that?
Yeah,
I forgot about Mr. Horn.
Mr. Horn?
Yeah, anyone in the audience remember Mr. Horn? I'm sure that's not a complete inside joke. So do you want to explain what Mr. Horn is?
Sure. So Marquee Players last semester, the first vocal rehearsal that we had, one of the vocal lines is sung by a character who's designated Hipster Dork. That's the name of the character.
You know, Owen looked at that and he thought, that says Mr. Horn.
Well, so because the thing was, we didn't have enough books at that point because we just started. So me, Kevin, and somebody else, I forget who, we were all sharing a book, so I couldn't really read it. So in my like lack of vision and my lack of clarity, I just thought it said Mr. Horn. And for some reason, Kevin thought that was the funniest thing he'd ever heard.
It is,
and then
funny.
That just kind of became a meme. That was one of the awards. I think I got that.
You got the Mr. Horn
award.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I think I got the Meme Queen Award.
That's pretty fair.
I got some
fair.
Sort of dad-related award.
The Officer Daddy Award. It had to be Officer Daddy.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. God, the cop and the father.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, wait,
that's
I'm
right.
Still playing. Uh-oh. Oh, no, okay, it was the computer was off. I just looked over and I saw that Spotify was playing It's Everyday Bro by Jake Paul.
What
and
is
I was like,
playlist?
Oh, no. Oh, this playlist? it's Rooster and Ball Torture Tunes. Because I don't know if that first word is allowed to be said on
no,
the air.
No, it's not.
I'm gonna go with no.
Yeah, so it's Rooster and Ball Torture Tunes. It's the worst songs ever recorded. It is my favorite Spotify playlist. I'm so sorry, Mom.
You know,
yikes.
I made some good Spotify playlists. One time, so. As a little, all right. So in high school, I had to do some sort of. There's like a fundraiser event that we all did as seniors, and we were running games. And me and my friend got to do musical chairs, and that was a blast. So, but for the playlist, you know, we can't make like actually good music in the playlist. So we put a lot of just very interesting songs. Well, it was mostly consisted of 80s pop songs like. We had The Best Around, of course, because that's
course.
A classic song.
Can't go wrong.
We had, like,
classics.
80s montage songs, and then we had just the most off-the-wall things you could imagine for musical chairs, like the worst things you could possibly put in a musical chairs game. We had the Soviet National Anthem, the Canadian National Anthem, but only the instrumental.
All right.
The main song on the Minecraft soundtrack. It was all the classics.
Oh, dude, you know we need to have ambience in this radio.
Yeah, we do.
Hold on, let me look up C418.
But I'll never forget how upset that people got when we played the Minecraft soundtrack while they walked around the chairs. They were actually like,
isn't that like kind of like depressed?
It's
like
really
mellow?
Slow. Yeah, it's really slow. Here, Charlie, play it.
Okay. I think it's just it's called Minecraft, right?
That's so many songs.
They have C418 made a lot of songs.
I only
Minecraft
remember
soundtrack
like
is
three
really
songs
good.
From Minecraft.
I strongly right. recommend it.
All right,
if you
this
ever
is
to Minecraft music.
This is a Minecraft by C418.
No, Sweden.
The
hits
Sweden.
It was
never
Sweden.
Mind.
That was when we had the soundtrack.
Here it is. This is Sweden by C418.
And just imagine a bunch of kids walking around musical chairs to this song and getting inordinately upset.
It's very serene. I mean, I can't hear it because I don't have headphones.
Yeah, he's just imagining how serene it is.
From what I remember.
Can we get some audio in the studio so we can hear it?
I'm trying to figure that out right now.
Well, the audience can hear it, and that's all.
The
that
audience.
Matters.
That's what counts.
Hey, Mom, I hope you enjoyed this song.
You, I'm pointing at you. I'm pointing.
Kyle is pointing at you.
You
right here, right now. You matter.
You matter to us.
I have no idea how to turn on sound in the studio because I am a master gamer.
Gamers rise up.
Gamers do no,
that's inciting lawless action. Unless you mean by rise
up from
down, everybody.
Gamers rise up from your beds when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. And have a wonderful day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gamers have a wonderful day.
This is the most positive
day.
Podcast we've ever had, by the way. By far.
This is definitely our most positive. We started out with IV Flossing by the Backpack Kid.
Really?
Yes, we did. That was the intro song. And then we went straight into Minecraft music.
Yeah, but the Minecraft soundtrack is actually good. I will stand by that.
Yeah. I mean, I always play Minecraft with my music turned off. Just so I can listen to, like...
Oh, I do too, but I really do appreciate the actual music in the game.
It's appreciative. Minecraft cave sounds, though.
Yeah.
Minecraft cave sounds be spooky.
They are.
Just caves, in time.
Caves are scary.
I'm turning... To prank my roommate, Richard, I am going to turn off all of the lights and only play Minecraft cave sounds in the room.
Doesn't he listen to the show?
Richard, you better turn off right now.
Yeah, Richard, if you are listening...
Richard, if you are listening,
ignore
I said
what you
nothing.
Just heard.
I was like, wait a second.
We have a comment from one of our listeners, Kyle. He believes that you sounded better when you had the whole Stephen Hawking thing going.
Who is this?
I will not disclose. I have multiple people listening right now.
Oh, is it someone that I know? We're gonna play 20 questions.
Maybe.
Are they in marquee players?
No.
Dang it. It's like, most. I mean, like, not to brag or anything, but I know a lot of people on campus. No, I don't know.
He's a big man on campus.
Big man on campus.
Big gamer on campus.
I may be a sophomore, but I act like a senior.
God bless.
Because I am the top dog here.
He's the top dog.
That's right. I will be a super
He's
senior.
He's got his own radio show.
Wait, aren't I the top dog? Because it's Kyle and
it
Kyle
is. You
show,
are
so
technically the one. You
like,
are,
like
Kyle,
Drake
you are,
and Josh.
You are the one dog on top of me.
Yeah, wait.
Like I'm the top dog on campus.
I'm
but
the
like,
topper dog.
Yes, you're the higher up dog. You're the, like, I'm 5'11", you're 6 feet.
No, like 5'12", and 6 feet.
No, you're right, my bad. I apologize. You know, fellas, what'd you guys do over your break? We discussed what we were going to do. Robot Kyle was telling us what we were going to do.
Was I?
Yeah, I think you tried your best. I think you typed home. Before and then hit send before another captcha popped up.
Yeah, that's probably about what happened. What transpired.
Yeah. But fellas, how'd your break go?
Mine was good. I didn't do anything until Tuesday when I went running with my dad, and it was really great. But the problem is he does distance running, which I do not.
Ooh.
So we ran like 6 miles or something, which I am not used to doing. And when I got back, I like couldn't put weight on my left foot, and I still kind of can't.
Yeah, I guess your feet were loose, dude.
Oh, my feet were super loose.
He's preparing for foot loose.
My feet were so loose.
Dude, vocal warmups is just going to be a 6 mile run.
Yep, you bet. You bet.
No,
we really are cutting loose.
Foot loose. Kick off your Sunday shoes. That's all I know.
Please, Louise.
Please, Lois, come back.
Lois.
I miss the kids.
Please, Lois.
Moisturize your knees or something. I don't know.
Dude, I want to moisturize.
Your
knees. Dude, that's my
mean?
Favorite part in the show when all the cast
yeah, right,
moisturizes
the
their
moisturize
knees.
That's actually a pre-show ritual. I don't know if you guys knew that. In my high school, we actually moisturize our knees before every show.
Wait. That's
anyway,
that's an interesting one.
Yeah, it's
wait,
not true.
For
no, it's not true.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because it was such a specific thing to say in the song, and then you doubled down on it, and I was like, wait, what?
I should have kept rolling. I thought I didn't think I had.
You should have been like,
know,
yeah.
I don't know if I believed you. I was certainly thrown off my guard a little bit.
You should have been like, yeah. We start with the knees and we just slowly work our way down our shins.
We stop before the ankle.
That's
right.
Because that's a danger.
That's right. Can't wait on our foot.
It's too loose.
Wow, it feels wonderful to be able to talk on a radio show that I'm hosting.
Not being like, hello, I'm Kyle. I'm struggling to speak because I've shot my throat because I'm sick.
I shot my throat. Pleasant sounds for the audience.
Hello, welcome to ASMR with your boy.
Have we read any PSAs yet?
Oh.
I don't want to read any. I want to make Owen read them.
Well, that's the point of having Owen on the show.
Yeah.
Owen, we have one PSA for you.
Have they all just been thinned out?
I'm pretty sure I read this one last time, but I'll read it again.
I don't know what happened to them.
We can't find any of
shit. Can we put Minecraft music in the back of it? Can we put cave sounds in the back of the PSA?
Sure. I mean, as long as it wouldn't detract, as long as it's not too loud and you can't hear I think it'll be fine.
Okay. Which one's the cave sound? They're like all different names.
Is there any called cave?
There's one called death.
Because if there's one called cave, I mean, they are named. Really,
oh, because that would be the one that we want. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, dude. Sounds good, dude. 13. Yeah. Do you guys remember Disc 13 in Minecraft?
No.
The spooky one where it's like scary. The people. Yeah, it's the one that. It's the broken record. And like the hot. Like you could have like the records and put them in the jukebox. The C13. Oh, wait. Do they have cat? Oh, they do have cat. Cat was my favorite one.
Okay, you can play cat.
We're going to play
Owen does the PSA.
Alrighty. Owen?
Make sure not... Yeah, we can balance it. We'll edit it in post.
We'll edit it in post.
That's right.
Alrighty. Owen?
Because we have a post.
Begin.
This year, make a tax-deductible contribution that can change a life. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross responds to a disaster, providing emergency shelter, hot meals, and financial support to families in need. But we depend on your end-of-year donations to do this critical work. Donate to the American Red Cross before midnight, December 31st, and help us bring hope to a family with nowhere else to turn. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make a donation that will change someone's life.
Thank you, Owen.
Good job.
Thank you.
We're out here saving lives.
That's I have no idea how that sounded. I turned it really low, so I'm assuming that we did not drown it out.
Excellent.
Fellas. Do any of you have any idea what it is tomorrow?
St. Patrick's Day?
That's incredibly incorrect.
I'll have you guess. It has to do with someone in this room.
Your birthday.
Exactly.
Oh my god, I didn't even know that.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, actually.
Hey, that's awesome.
I figured since this is the show before my birthday, I would decide that my request for you two to join my birthday party in the booth. We should all sing different birthday songs.
Excellent.
I think that's a stellar idea.
Okay.
What kind of, like, what? I only know.
Dibs on four. He's a Jolly Good Fellow. That's mine. I take it.
I was going to sing Feliz Cumpleaños. All
right. Cool. So,
I can't even speak.
So you do that. I'll do Feliz Jolly Good Fellow.
Yeah.
No, but here's the thing. So those are the three, but we won't start at the same time. Like, you start wait a second, and then, like, you go, dude. And then...
I'm going to plug my ears so I can just... I'll sing independently.
Yeah,
put in the headphones so you can listen to yourself as you sing.
Let's do it. Are we ready?
All right. So who's starting?
So Kyle, and then we'll go me, and then you.
Okay. Let me actually make sure I pull up the lyrics for Feliz Cumpleaños. Cumpleaños.
That's right. We wouldn't want to mess up the lyrics here.
I've taken multiple years of Spanish, yet I still do not remember Feliz Cumpleaños lyrics. Spanish birthday lyrics.
The anticipation is building, boys.
www.onehappybirthday.com.
Is that a sponsorship?
We're not sponsored.
We are not sponsored.
We hate birthdays and everyone who has a birthday.
Yeah, that's why I'm not allowed back in the booth.
Stand for birthdays. All birthdays.
Hashtag stand for birthdays.
Hashtag stand up for birth.
No, I don't stand up for that. Only the day.
Yeah, I mean, whoever...
The day is a
social mad respect function. If you can just stand up and walk around while you're giving birth.
That would be a good adaptation. Like, if just, that's the new breed.
Dude, it's like a giraffe. You know giraffe birth, like...
I actually know nothing about giraffe birth. You don't have to tell me.
It's so shockingly, I don't actually know anything about giraffe birth.
So please
enlighten us.
Enlighten me.
Funniest thing.
Why?
Because, so, giraffes are freaking tall. Just to let you guys know.
Wait, how tall?
So, I don't remember the height, but a giraffe is at least 6 foot
like,
one.
Like, probably as tall as you.
At least 5'12".
At least 5'12". I would say, like, a giraffe legs can be, like, 7 feet tall.
How tall? I'm gonna look up how tall is a giraffe.
Let's
type it into google.com.
Giraffe legs, we'll guesstimate and say those are, like, 6 feet tall.
Tall.
So, a giraffe does not, like, really ever sit down or, like, fall or, like, lie down unless it's
15 to 20 feet.
Yeah, so they are gigantic. They're tall. They're tall boys.
If you guys didn't know, giraffes are tall.
So, like, if you knocked one over, would it be able to get back up?
It can get up. It's the same thing, like, you know, when, like, people, like,
tip cows. They're not, like...
I don't know.
They whip their heads around as, like, a mallet, like, when they're fighting off. Like, they use their heads like whips.
They're not pushovers.
They're not. They are very much not pushovers.
Certainly not.
And they also have really long tongues.
I knew that, actually. Dude, I know nothing about the birth part.
Okay. Anyways, so we're going to assume. So a giraffe will be like 20 feet tall. Okay. So giraffes have really long legs and a really long neck. Okay. Their body is like...
It's like a big horse or something.
Yeah, they're just a big horse. So giraffes don't really like lie down on the ground to give birth. They're standing up as they just pop the baby out. This means that this giraffe baby is falling like 6 feet in the air.
Damn.
After it's born. Oftentimes they have to rely on the umbilical cord to act like a bungee cable. So
that's
giraffe is born
cool.
in the
that's
most
cool,
epic
actually. That's so cool.
Epic, like,
that
Daredevil way.
That is a gamer moment.
That's a cool way to be a boy.
Dude, imagine, like, you just have to hop, it's just like Fortnite. You hop off the battle bus, and then you land in the doctor's hands.
I wouldn't understand a Fortnite reference, because I actually enjoy living life and doing things that are valuable, so I can't.
Fortnite is
can't
banned
say
on this show.
That's right, that is true.
Just like Family Guy.
That is true. Peter Griffin Fortnite is banned? Dude, that was my favorite character. I spent all of my money to buy the V-Bucks.
Didn't Fortnite, is that over? Someone was telling me the other day,
like
crashed
Fortnite,
for it to
Fortnite,
shut down.
Fortnite was down for like 48 hours, and then
they
like
make so much money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the funnier thing is that like all of the children lost their minds. Like every single, I think a lot of, like you see like the kids that are like on the like news or something that are like so addicted to Fortnite, they were like pissing. Yeah, they're like,
we're not gonna cut it, but
yeah, they're like,
watch,
they're like,
watch your mouth.
They're like peeing themselves, and it's, because of like how addicted
I
they are,
most of them have to be staged. I don't believe that most of those freakouts are gonna be
no. Well, like there are some people that are like so invested that it's like, you know what that means, like
I mean, I understand that, but I'm sure a lot of them are just people trying to get attention by pretending to be.
Like, pretending to be an
idiot. There's no way they would actually freak out if they couldn't post it to YouTube.
Fair enough.
I saw a clip of some people in the news comparing it to like cocaine addiction, like the addiction to Fortnite to cocaine.
Yeah, let me just go.
It's a little different, guy.
I don't know if I buy that, but yeah,
no,
I mean,
I
you
would
could
not,
definitely
I
get addicted to it. I would
you,
say.
Oh, you totally can. It's Dude. Just comparing it to. Extremely addictive drug.
Yeah, it might be a stretch.
A little bit of a stretch,
yeah. Dude, it's like, I just inject V-Bucks, Fortnite currency.
Oh, are we going to sing Happy Birthday?
Oh, that's right.
We totally
were supposed
to
do that.
We really just blew by that.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, what are we doing?
I think...
Oh, wait, I remember now.
Should I move my head back and forth so like it makes...
We'll
like
just all like undulate our necks
All right.
as we go.
Okay, it's going to be really good.
I'm going to do a little circle motion.
Wait, what songs are we all doing? All
right, so I'm doing...
You're doing regular birthday.
I'm doing Feliz Cumpleaños.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, sing Feliz Navidad instead.
Sing Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, perfect, yeah.
Feliz Navidad.
How long are we going for? Just like,
let's just go
until the end. The end of the show.
That's the one.
You stop when I say you stop.
Okay, Owen. I understand.
I was just like, hey guys, let's just get one round in, and then you're like, we are not stopping this birthday train.
We stop for no one.
No one at all.
Oh.
Except.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Yeah, Owen.
Oh dear.
Oh, look, a deer. All right.
So,
Felice. So
can
my
we get our starting note, please?
Actually, that's a terrible note.
I don't.
Well, because whichever octave you pick, it's either going to be too low or too high. So yeah. I apologize.
We do our best.
You pick it. Just start wherever you want.
All right,
I'm gonna go dissonant anyway.
I can't sing, so I think I should.
Oh, can we do the? How would the dissonant thing work over? You think that would work over the radio? I don't see why not.
I was gonna sing like bad notes.
Oh, so
like it wasn't gonna be like exactly dissonant.
Well, I mean, if you guys need someone to sing a bad note, I can voice crack throughout the whole thing.
No, you're singing straight. It's your birthday. You can't...
Yeah, you can't have any fun. It's your birthday.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. You guys ready? So, wait, who's starting again?
Kyle.
Wait, I'm starting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, Charlie, how old
we
are you?
We have been how old over this.
I am turning 2 decades old.
2 decades.
20.
That's 2-0 for those...
2 times 10 is 20. You're 20 years old.
Yes.
That's a Lafayette brain on that guy right there.
Thank you. He has passed the math exam.
Yeah, I'm a genius.
Yeah, guys, I'm just smarter than all of you.
Mensa, I'm waiting.
Big brain time.
Yeah, I'm waiting to be accepted to Whoosh Industries and make the fish cannons. All right.
Well, that was a good episode. I like fish cannons.
Dude, fish cannons are great. Let's bring them back.
My dad really liked the fish cannons.
I also got...
They're amazing.
All right. You guys ready?
I've been ready. Yeah. Let's do
I'm
it.
Starting. All right. Yeah.
All right, go, Kyle.
Wait, can you start?
Let's do it before he forgets all again.
Right, one, two. Happy birthday to you.
He's a jolly good fellow.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
I couldn't resist singing along. Right
before our beautiful melody, I got a text from one of our lovely new listeners who actually
to stop
is the vice president of WJRH, Peter. I got a text saying, and I quote, "This show is pure chaos. There is zero structure." Peter.
That's true. You're right.
you are exactly right.
And that's the brilliance of it.
Yeah. It is a glorious, glorious show.
Can you imagine being someone that actually had to listen to what just happened?
Like, yeah, I know, right? Someone,
that must have been horrible.
I feel like my mom might have tuned out.
I mean, that was the point.
We're trying to save you.
How little listeners can we get?
This is a cry for help. Please stop listening to us.
We are actually trying to go in debt and be the first radio show to have a negative listener.
Negative listener.
It's so bad. We have people from the opposite. Like, we have people from like the upside down tuning in.
That's right.
And they
you mean Australia?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'm really waiting for the Australian listeners to tune. What time is it in Australia?
It's time now to say the words, Charlie.
Oh, you're right. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show, and we are your hosts.
Kyle.
Good job.
And Charlie, with special guest, McKenna Owen.
Mr. McKenna. That's right.
Actually, though, there was, I did a show this summer, and the stage
You did
manager,
a show without us?
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Come on.
Oh, man. All right, anyways, tell us about this inferior stage manager.
I was just going to say that her first name was McKenna, which made it really confusing because both my sister and I's last names are McKenna.
I think you should have married her just so she
just
could
so
be
McKenna.
Yeah, McKenna.
Right. You could change your name to McKenna.
Yeah, McKenna is...
That's true. It boggles my mind that you can just change your name to whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
How much does it cost? Doesn't it cost?
I mean, probably not like a lot. It's just like, because it's just like a legal.
I can't. What does it say?
We can't hear
it's,
it.
I just got a Snapchat of our glorious melody.
Oh boy.
With the caption.
It's documented forever.
Yes, it is saved on the internet.
Did this knowingly.
For good. We did this.
Big ol' yikes.
It was intentional. We definitely did not mess it up at all.
That's correct.
This is definitely not recorded in advance.
Yes, this is recorded in advance.
Yeah. Hey, wait,
the Kyle and Charlie show is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
I spent hours writing a script for this episode.
Yeah, I actually, it's all performance art,
yeah,
but
it's
verbally.
Like an avant-garde sort of, we're feeling it. We're feeling the flow.
We're vibing.
We're vibing.
We're vibing, bro. Let me tell you.
Vibe check?
Vibe check.
Studio-wide vibe checks.
I think one of the funnier things is that, for those of you that are not aware of what a vibe check is, it is often initiating a certain act that deemed damaging, like a good old slap on the head or something like that. In order to check your quote-unquote vibe.
Yes. No one actually does that.
No one does not go around campus slapping other people saying vibe check. I think I shall be the first.
We could. It's your birthday tomorrow.
Dude,
you get
be
away
the
with
pioneer.
officer, you don't understand. It's my birthday.
Oh, good. Carry on, good sir. Just grab his taser. Sir, officer, may I borrow your taser?
Taser, I hardly know her.
All right.
We're
show.
Done.
See that actually kind of works. Though. You have to give. I mean, for all the ones that I do that don't make sense.
Yeah,
like,
Owen, you are not allowed to be a police officer because I feel like if you ever do that and then you have to like tase someone, you're going to say that line. They're going to be
that.
Like,
and I would have to say it before I did it, which would give them time to get away. But you know what? Sometimes
taser.
Sometimes
I hardly
have to take risks. Right?
Sometimes you have to sacrifice your job for your
in
art.
Movies,
that's right.
They always say one-liners before they get the bad guy. So like, why not?
Yeah, dude. You're just like
what's
one of those. You're Detective McKenna, the TV show. I'd watch that.
Actually, my grandfather was NYPD. He's pretty good at it, as I understand.
What do you mean?
So it's in my blood. I don't know.
He's good at it.
He was good at his job.
He was a talented man.
Yeah. He was a gifted officer.
Yeah, I mean that's
upheld the law.
You know, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Wait, NYPD, right?
Yeah.
So did he meet Batman? Because as we all know, Batman
Gotham.
Is in
Gotham.
New York.
No, he was Batman. I think you missed.
I thought you're not supposed to say that.
No, Gotham is like Newark, isn't it? It's like kind of New York and.
Yeah,
kind of
I
not.
Think
it's.
I feel like Gotham's like a mixture of like Detroit and New York.
It's technically in Jersey or something. I think.
Of course, it's in New Jersey.
Or it's like
you're right. You're right.
Or it's like supposed to be like the bad parts of New York during like eternal winter, during eternal nighttime.
Right, and it's like the 70s, except it never got better.
No, dude, wait. Gotham is just like the rough part of Seattle. It's always like shady and like rainy or something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, dude. Gotham is just just
West
Seattle.
Coast. Wow.
Dude, who knew?
There's a West Coast?
I thought you said Weast.
A West Coast?
I thought you said Weast.
Dude, West Coast.
Represent.
East Coast living. Are we getting more feedback on our epic show?
No, my sister is now watching.
Yes.
Now we have three
Dude,
listeners.
Dude, it's the Harper family reunion. Woo! Woo! I think my grandmother might actually be watching.
Really?
I don't know. She said she would, but this is...
These poor people, you know?
I'm so sorry,
they just
my
have
family.
No idea what they're getting themselves into. It's really kind of tragic when you think about it.
Dude, it really I don't know. Tragic. We serenaded them, though. That was... I'm just so happy that exists, like, forever on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Just...
I want to listen to it later. It's probably going to be mind-numbingly bad. It's going to be amazing.
Dude, you know, some people take melatonin to go to sleep. I listen to that because it just shuts my brain down.
We should have played cave sounds while we were doing that.
And oh, my goodness.
We got to do it again.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry, everyone. We have to try that one more time. Oh, wait. I was supposed to look about Laugh Track.
Why?
Because, I mean, every time...
You know, just to do it, you know?
Yeah. But you know what? Other time, you know, other thing we need to do.
What's that?
What is that, Charlie?
We need to say another PSA.
Do we have any other PSAs?
I think there's a back to that one.
I got one about fire safety.
Oh wait, I love this one.
Yeah, do that one.
Oh wait, there's one. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Wait, is the meat thermometer on that one? Please, that was like my favorite
the what?
One.
I think it is the meat thermometer.
No, I don't know.
No. Dude, that was like my Sorry. Favorite one. That's the program.
Oh yeah, let's read off the program for the MP showcase. Yeah, there were some good acts in the show, I have to say.
You were very good in the show, Owen.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Dab.
Sick dab, bro. Are you, like, having a...
Kyle's just permanently dabbing.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying not to cough into the mic.
Right? Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Sorry, younger sibling who wanted me to cough more. I'm not going to shout her out. She knows who she is. But
right, read that PSA.
Yeah.
Can you play the laugh track at really inappropriate parts in this PSA? I'll leave pauses in the sentences in
it's
case,
like
but only do it if you really feel it. Like, don't feel an obligation. What do you mean?
Yeah, whatever.
You know what?
I think we're supposed to like read the PSAs, but
yeah, we
but
are.
We're
we
like,
are
what?
Gonna read the
yeah,
PSA.
We are gonna read
I'm
the PSA
right now. What do you even want?
Okay.
All right.
What's that?
This is just a little something I'm going to be queuing up for when you finish the PSA.
Alright,
no, don't spoil it.
Oh, I thought it was going.
It was not going. Good sir, read your PSA.
I can't hear it. Alright, here we go. Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and to test them monthly. I lost my place.
you read two lines.
You should also...
All right, go from the top.
All right. Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and to test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more.
You know, I really like that it's very inconsistent with the monitors.
What do you mean?
Like, I can turn on Robo DJ and we can all hear it through the monitors.
Yeah.
However, I cannot say the same for the computer.
It's not possible to understand.
It's that double standard they're always talking about.
Yeah, come on.
It really is.
Computer, let me play Seinfeld funny moments through speakers.
Unpopular opinion, Seinfeld is a better show than Friends. And I love Friends.
I agree with that.
Seinfeld 100%. Is objectively funnier.
Well, that's not an unpopular opinion around here. I have fond memories around Seinfeld.
Oh, because most people our age only know Friends because it's on Netflix. Most people haven't seen Seinfeld.
I think Seinfeld's a way better show.
It's a way better show. It's so much better.
I personally enjoy Seinfeld over it.
It is all right. So excellent show.
If we have a guest here that liked Friends,
they're evicted.
That's
they go right. to the
well,
friend.
Well, I like Friends, but I accept the truth.
You heard what we just said.
You are evicted.
You heard what we just said, Owen.
That's tough.
I know I said I believe in you or something. Like, it's very nice to you guys earlier, but you are evicted now if you like Friends more than Seinfeld.
Yeah, I like Seinfeld more than Friends, but I still like Friends. Be gone.
Be gone.
Leave our studio now.
Dab, bro.
Thanks. I always dab before I cough because, as we all know, dab stands for destroy all bacteria.
That's not good, though, because if you destroyed all of it...
Is that inciting violence against bacteria?
Actually, yeah.
What do you think hand sanitizer is?
That's 99.99%.
Sanitizer.
That's not 100%. That's not a dab.
So if you eat hand sanitizer, what happens?
I'm not sure, actually.
I think we should do an experiment. Who here has hand sanitizer?
Is that kind of drinking in the studio? Like, drinking, like, anything?
You're sanitizing your hands. You're not drinking with your hands.
We're just saying that our hands are
in our mouth.
What?
Did I miss?
Yeah, you missed quite a bit. You jumped a little bit there.
I thought we were drinking the hand sanitizer.
Wait, like, fellas. Can we circumvent the no drinking in the theater rule if we just put the drink on our hands? Because, like, I mean, if we're not actually drinking we're not...
off of our hands.
Yeah. We just pour it on our hands in the theater. And in the theater? What? No, this is the...
The studio, this you is silly the, Billy.
It's the sound theater.
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, you. Oops. Did I do that? Oh, wait, dude.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I need to have Seinfeld queued up a lot more. All right, here we go. Oops. Did I do that?
That's Urkel.
That's not Seinfeld.
That makes it funnier.
Guys.
Fellas, doesn't it make it funnier if it's not the correct... It's like if I play Minecraft music over Fortnite. No, sorry, not Fortnite.
Dude, that would be so epic.
Dude, I can't wait for them to add Peter. He said, what theater? Sorry, Peter, but this is the sound theater.
the theater of our mind.
This entire thing is a skit. Dude, this is like a giant episode of like
the
science theater.
The entire semester shows every single
what
one.
Is it, what is that? Mystery Science Theater. That's what this show is.
This is an experiment of thought, all right? Our entire show, it's an experiment. You guys just don't understand it.
It's a thought. This is a psychological experiment.
You have to have a high IQ to understand Rick and Morty.
And the Kyle and Charlie
show. Actually higher than the Kyle and Charlie show.
Right.
You have to go so high, it has to go back into negative numbers.
Rick and Morty, coming back in November. I feel bad about liking Rick and Morty because the other people that like it are so horrible. I don't know. I feel like I have to be like underground with it. I don't know.
You have to be underground.
Well, yeah, because these nutso people that like...
Oh, yeah, true. The sauce, dude, the sauce epidemic. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, I enjoy it. It's a funny show, but at the same time, like... Fellas, it's dipping sauce.
Yeah,
fellas, it's dipping sauce for your nuggies. If you don't know what I'm referencing...
I like dipping sauce. But
yeah, dipping sauce is good, but I would not do what some people did and trade their cars for it.
What?
There was one dude that traded his, like, I mean, granted, it was like a beat up, like, I think it was like a beat up, like, 2006 model of a car, but he traded it for a pack of Szechuan sauce.
Because in one of the Rick and Morty episodes,
yeah, I know. There's like he gets obsessed with.
Szechuan. Yeah, he makes one joke about
McDonald's Szechuan sauce, right?
Yeah, which they did as like a tie-in for I think Mulan.
Yeah,
it was like a special kind of sauce. And then like as soon as he referenced it, all these people were like, I gotta get that Szechuan sauce because Rick told me to, and it's like, oh,
Rick has
guys,
spoken.
It's a cartoon.
Please.
When are you gonna get Rick on this show?
When are we gonna get Rick and Morty from a popular TV show Rick and Morty?
That's right.
On the Kyle and Charlie show.
Oh jeez, Rick. Oh jeez, Kyle and Charlie.
Morty.
They can't fit. No, there's two chairs. We have two chairs remaining in the studio. They could fit.
They could fit. We could put Rick and Morty.
Wait, yo, you guys getting your Garfield costumes?
Oh, you know I'm getting a Garfield costume.
Am I getting my Garfield? Oh wait, yeah, you told me this, and I don't understand it.
For this,
you see, we're dressing up as Garfield for Halloween.
All of us.
Yeah, but it's a radio show, so they're not like...
They can echolocate the costume.
That's still not how that works.
Week. Yeah. That, Owen, you missed out on our entire science experimentation.
You don't understand.
I heard Richard, I heard
was,
about
my
this.
Roommate, it's was not... able to successfully guess the color of the wall via echolocation.
Wow, white.
Because no, he actually guessed no blue. Other walls
he guessed blue.
Which is, like, technically correct. There's blue on the wall.
We gave him, like, a C-. Like,
I'm sure Richard's a nice guy, but that's incorrect.
All right.
Okay, Owen.
All right. Okay. Don't insult our listeners.
We have, like, six of them.
All these millennials checking their phones.
Too many people listening. We had to ostracize some of them.
Yeah, we got to five, and that's too many.
We're well above the quota, so we need to start thinning it out.
All right, we're going to start doing our...
Right, who's going to be? Who's going
to do it? All right, we're going to do roulette to figure out whose connection am I going to sever via hacker powers. All right.
That'd be cool if you could do that.
You could just kick someone from the...
You could see who's listening to the show, and you think, I don't really want them to listen to it this week, and then you just like... And then they're gone.
You just fart on them? Yeah. Dude.
What?
What?
Charlie, you okay?
I think he's broken.
Come on.
Good contribution. That's terrific.
Fart comedy.
Noise. Comedy.
I'm here all week, baby.
Come back for more next week. Now, fellas... What's your opinion on roleplay?
On what?
Roleplay. I mean, you're both actors.
I do theater all the time. Yeah, so that's where this discussion is going, and not in any other direction.
You're both theater people.
Because this is a family show.
You know what I think we should do is I think we should look at some Garfield roleplay.
No.
I'm going to ask you to put the laptop back down, sir.
Yeah. His grandfather was a really good cop.
The skill has passed down. He could probably arrest me.
And the McKenna family name skipped a generation to get to him.
Right. Despite the fact that...
That's his grandfather, in fact, named his dad Mr. McKenna.
That's not his name.
That's his father. Mr. Horn. I got that award.
Interconnected web. All the things have come together.
All right. The things. Now we have to work in the fish cannon.
Who says there isn't structure? It's all coming back.
We intended actually, all of this.
What actually happened from what I heard about how Mr. McKenna got removed from the NYPD is that he, in fact, shot the fish cannon.
Yeah, actually.
That's true.
He damaged the fish cannon while trying to shoot down some hooligans
That's exactly how it happened.
Assaulting.
They were biking on top of the fish cannon.
They were biking
in the fish cannon. He was like, that's not going
to
work.
So he tried to shoot them.
Right. It's really a lot about our society.
He missed and shot a salmon instead.
We live in a society.
We do, in fact.
One might say that we, in fact, live in a society.
Stop it. No. I can't have this realization hit
me.
No! Stop! Now, fish cannons.
No, indeed. We can't talk about that again. We talked about it so much.
I like the fish cannons.
I do like them too, actually.
Oh, dude, fish cannons are fun.
That's a big cat.
That's like a fish cannon, but a cat?
Fish cannon cat.
You got
dude.
A really fish long cat.
Oh, dude, I know what we should do. We have about 10 minutes left of the show. How about...
Let's play Never Have I Ever. Oh my god.
I mean, we
Never
could.
Have I Ever been on the Kyle and Charlie show.
Oh no. Never have I ever committed massive amounts of tax fraud.
Oh no.
It's your turn, Owen.
I refuse to take part in this.
Okay.
frankly, I'm ashamed of myself that I even began it.
You started this, you finish it. Oh, wait.
And now I know how Dr. Frankenstein felt as he looked upon his monstrous creation.
He's not a very good dad. Frankenstein was
Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah, I mean, bad dad. I would,
hot take.
I would argue. You know what? Let's argue about that. Was Dr. Frankenstein?
No, he wasn't. I don't think there's an argument that he could have been a good dad.
I mean, like,
I mean, maybe he could have been. I agree that he probably wasn't. It's been so long. So I don't know, man.
I
kind of remember.
I feel like he would be like he was a decent. I mean, he was able to bring a bunch of dead corpses back to life.
Yeah, but then he abandoned it. He abandoned that creature.
Right.
And he, like, you know, he was kind of one
that
of
does
those.
that makes him like a bad person, not necessarily a bad doctor.
Yeah, but the creature viewed him as a father.
He was just getting some.
Makes him like a bad dad, not a bad doctor.
No, I thought we're talking about father, right?
I thought we were talking about doctors.
I was saying he's a bad dad.
His dad's.
Oh, I thought you said he was a bad doctor. I was like, bro, what do you mean? All right.
We've come to an impasse.
We've changed topics. All right. How about we sort a bunch of random people into doctors or dads?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I don't really know what that means, but I'm down.
All right, I'm going to look up stock images.
Well, they can't see that. They don't know who that is. They can't see stock images.
All right. Now, for those of you that would like to partake at home.
That is such a doctor.
All right, doctor or dad?
Look at him. You totally get doctor vibes from him.
Doctor or dad?
Dad. Big time dad.
Kyle does not like this.
Dude, these are softballs. These are so easy.
Yeah.
Dude, what if I get it wrong?
Right. Yo, next guy's a Chad.
No, he isn't. Come
look
on.
At him
doctor
with the tank top.
Doctor or dad?
Dude, he looks
look
like
at that hair. That hair is like...
No, that's not Chad.
Taller
hair.
than he is.
It's like dippy... It's like... I don't even know. He's a hipster. He's not a Chad. Next.
Doctor or dad?
Ooh. I'm going dad.
He's a dad that, like, I don't know.
He does... the picture gives me dad energy.
That's me as a father when my child says that they, in fact... do not want to go to college, and they want to, in fact, pursue a career in
clowning.
They want to go. I don't know. I feel like clown college is like an interesting thing, especially with that new Joker movie. I feel like the clown business is really booming.
Clowns are gonna boom.
When he wants to become a professional baby boomer, he just blows up babies.
Well,
you're not really a baby boomer unless you've like thrown dynamite at one child.
That is the standard.
That is how you become a baby boomer.
You're a sick dad, bro.
Well, you're just dabbing in the theater, coughing our lungs out. All right, now we're going to skip one. Doctor or dad?
Doctor.
Oh, see, I vehemently disagree.
I'm going doctor.
I disagree with you more
what do you mean
than
that,
I've disagreed with anyone on anything before.
What do you mean that happy fat man
a
in a blue shirt?
Man. He's a
isolated.
Very wide.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's happy.
Oh, he's definitely not happy.
Why is he called happy fat man in blue shirt isolated if he's not happy?
Wait, yeah, that's so disingenuous.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this? Nobody can see these people.
They can echolocate the image. It is fine.
This show is a disaster.
I think we've already gone over this, how much of a disaster this show is. We all, like, you're over here wearing, like, just a white undershirt. We all look pretty disheveled. Kyle has started eating
his own shirt. I had a
flip. I've already eaten my own shirt. I'm, in fact, shirtless. We are starving in here. I know that they said no food and drink in the theater, but a shirt is
not
food.
We just took it really seriously.
Yeah. Dude, so what if I decided to show up in the booth? Wait, did I say theater? I said theater again.
No, you just said booth.
But I said theater before booth.
That may be true.
All right. We'll have to run it back. After
we'll fix it in post.
I should just dump like 12 seconds of just sound. Just to see if I did.
We should just dump randomly throughout the podcast. Just like,
but not acknowledge that we did it. Like it
my powers allowed me to skip time and jump over it.
Just dump.
Dump.
No, 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 don't dump. Don't actually do it.
No.
He would have actually...
Kyle knows that I will poop in this booth at any given time.
It's true. He's not lying.
I'm not. Sorry, Peter.
Yike. Yikes on bikes.
What's a yike?
A singular yike?
Yeah, what does it look like?
That's why we have Google.
I think it's brown.
You think brown? See, I get green energy from a yike. You know?
Mm.
Right?
What if it's like both brown and green?
I mean, that's certainly possible.
Yeah, let's see.
It's kind of like a tree, though.
I'm going to look up what a yike is. Urban. Oh, no. I can't read that. I can't read this one.
It does. What else is green and brown?
Hey, guys, what's brown and sticky?
I know you're wrong, but I can't come up with any examples.
Hey.
So I guess I'll just have to concede.
Hey, Owen.
I think you're right. What's up?
Green and brown equals
Owen. Tree. Owen, yeah. What's brown and sticky?
A tree.
Brown Play-Doh.
A stick. And Owen is never seen ever again.
He's banned from the show.
He's in fact no longer here. Kyle. Kyle.
We're lying. Owen still is in the studio. He's covering his mouth. Now he's laughing.
I also turned off his microphone, so you might not be able to hear him.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
We're losing you.
Oh, boy.
Okay, that's not, okay.
That's
we're trying to figure out what a yike is. That's not going to be helpful.
It's not appropriate.
It's not kosher.
It's not kosher.
It's not kosher.
Wait, so what are the religions that, like, kosher matters for again?
Judaism.
I thought, like...
Kosher is Judaism,
but also, like, everything kosher is also halal, right?
I don't know exactly how it works.
I think that's how it is. Oh, no. But, fellas, we're nearing that
Owen
time.
Owen is really having fun with his microphone right now.
I don't know. I turned it on.
Oh,
I turned it back on when you started laughing.
I thought you turned it off.
Doing helicopters and spinning it around. Whoosh, whoosh.
Owen's just over here.
So you're saying
Whoa.
That me spinning the mic stand
hey guys,
around
so
for
this
several
is a
minutes
really
might have
interesting
been a
time.
Bad
I don't know
thing.
What we're talking about, but this just seems really fun.
It's like a sports on.
Dude, we're like a siren. Hey guys, put us on top of your cars. We will allow you to cut through traffic if you're stuck.
We should just end it now. End their suffering.
Not like this episode. Like, just cancel the whole show. Like, everything goes. The whole thing. Just burn it down.
Now. I think I'm broken.
Oh, play the Alvin and the Chipmunks clip.
Yes,
oh,
that's
very important. There's not much time.
There's not much time.
Type faster.
Alvin and the Chipmunks lore. What even is the Alvin and the Chipmunks lore?
You know, we don't
next
talk about
week we'll talk about the Alvin and the Chipmunks lore.
Cartoons all star. Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Charlie, wait. We'll have a topic for the podcast before we go into the podcast next week.
Impossible.
That's a terrible idea.
That sounds like the wrong kind of play. And as we say this, I'm starting to die, which means my batteries are running low, and this also means that the show is going to come to the close soon. So, for our final PSA, per tradition, we shall play our favorite one.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill. Wow. But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with four simple steps. Clean.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate.
Cook. Oh, Alvin. That's not where food goes.
Check your steps. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
This really is awesome.
Thank you, Alvin. All right. Fellas, we have 1 minute left. What shall we discuss?
Well, we can't get anything done in 1 minute.
What do you mean?
We've discussed nothing. No,
we can change topics 7 times in 1 minute.
No, we can't.
All right. Oh, and sing us a pretty song.
We have one. We have like 30 seconds left.
How about "It's a Beautiful Day" by Michael Bublé?
Right. No, we should all sing a song together here.
No, we already sang a song earlier and it went terribly.
That's a good point. How we're gonna end the show. Is we're gonna sing our song out.
I'm not singing right now. Trey.
What song?
What song do you want to sing?
Whatever you want, birthday boy.
I don't know what to sing.
It's your show. It's your show. I'll let you pick.
I think we should. You should sing "Sail."
That was the dumbest song ever. I remember when that came out. I was like, is this even like a song?
It's just kind of a lot of noise. I saw them perform that live. I don't know what band it is, but I saw them perform it live.
How do you perform that live?
Badly.
Oh,
were they like an opener or was it their?
Yeah,
concert?
It was an opener.
Okay,
I should. Like, I should. But next time there's a talent show on campus.
The only thing I understood was, and that was it.
Yep.
The next time there's a talent show on campus, I think we should all do an a cappella version of "Sail," like us three.
Let's do it.
I'll consider it. I'll write. I'll
be there.
I got dibs on being the. All right.
Okay, yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it.
We are doing it. It's all right, done.
Time to end the show.
All right, fellas.
Now it's time for "So Long."
You are listening to the WJRH 104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio.
Eastern Pennsylvania.
This is the Kyle and Charlie Show, and we are your hosts.
Kyle.
And Charlie.
And Owen.
He's here too.
Thank you all for listening. And have a blessed evening. Friday, though, is up in the air. We don't know what's going to happen to you Friday.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time.